Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Hankook DynaPro AT2 Extreme. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre. Straight Fire, Wednesday, September 28th. Got a great guest today, Adam Kaplan, NFL insider for Fox Sports Radio. He does a podcast on the Eagles, so we'll talk about my Monday morning take that the Eagles are now the best team in the NFC. It's really inarguable, but Adam indulges me and makes a valiant effort. I think you'll enjoy that. Couple other sports stories real quick before we get to Adam. So I know this is NFL season. We're not doing NBA, but just because I was stunned. So Windhorst, who, by the way, wanted to do the podcast about a month ago before football, and then was unable to due to a snafu, shall we say, over at his mothership over there. He has a story today about DeAndre Ayton at Suns camp, saying that he has not talked to his coach, Monty Williams, since they lost Game 7 to the Mavs, and Ayton was benched. Hasn't spoken to him at all. No texts, no exit interviews, no bump intos, nothing. Is that not crazy? It's been 4 months since that game ended. And, oh, by the way, the Mavericks gave him, let me see here, 4 years and $133 million. And they didn't, and the coach did not even talk to DeAndre Ayton. That's crazy to me. But listen, the NBA is crazy. That's one of the interesting stories today. The other one is the Aaron Judge saga lives on. Poor Aaron Judge. He's been on the clock for almost a week now. I think about a week exactly, where he's waiting to hit 61 and Ty Maris. Everybody's traveling to every game. Everybody's excited. Everybody's tuning in. And Judge is just either getting walked or not making it happen. And it's a little painful to watch because I would hate for him to land on 60. He's been so incredible this year. It's a little disappointing for Judge. He's still the MVP. Triple crown, probably. Eh. And finally, the disappointment. And listen, we are going to do some soccer podcasts. You guys know I own a soccer team in Mexico. I'm part of a group. We have a huge game this week. We'll talk about that later in the week. But we're going to get to some World Cup stuff because the U.S. had their final tune-up on Tuesday for the World Cup, and they played Saudi Arabia. And after the loss to Japan, in which they look listless, everybody's like, oh, USA, we'll bounce back against the Saudis. Saudi Arabia is good, but not great. 0-0 tie. You know, an extremely disappointing result. Everybody online is calling for Berhalter to be fired. Berhalter kind of went after the team, was unhappy with some performance. Listen, there's still 50 days to the World Cup. They're going to get to camp. They're going to sort it out. I think they'll be fine. But not exactly inspiring for the upcoming World Cup, if you're a U.S. fan. And remember, U.S. didn't even qualify for the damn thing back in 2018. All right, without further ado, let's get to our guest, Adam Kaplan, NFL insider for Fox Sports Radio.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
You know a guy.
Jason likes to think he knows everything when it comes to sports.
I know what sports fans want.
But for everything he doesn't, he knows a guy who does.
Let's just say I know a guy who knows a guy who knows another guy.
All right, let's welcome into Straight Fire a guy. You know, we figured the Eagles are the best team in the league. I crowned them Monday morning. We've been talking about their easy schedule, how they could be the number one seed, our preseason bets in Vegas on the Eagles. So let's bring on someone, NFL insider for Fox Sports Radio. You know him. He talks Eagles a lot. Adam Kaplan. Adam, how you doing, man?
Good to talk to you. And it's funny you mentioned the Eagles preseason numbers. I told people when it went after the draft, when it was just at 9 wins, I'm like, get on them now. Yeah. I put out like 6 overs and unders that I liked. The only one that doesn't look good, particularly, is the Panthers over 6.5. The 6.5 is still low, but boy, I love the Eagles over 9 because you just said it. The NFL's best roster probably right now.
Yeah, they're rolling.
One of only two. Yeah. What's that? Yeah, one of only 2 undefeated teams. Yeah, they're you're absolutely right. They're rolling. And their schedule, if you look at it, other than Green Bay and Dallas, I don't see a lot of challenge.
Yeah, and they get Aaron Rodgers, I believe, at home, which is a huge win, not having to go to Lambeau. But, you know, Adam, one thing, I saw one of these stat guys put out some advanced numbers on how the points overall around the league are down. And a lot of it has to do with everybody copying the formula to stop Mahomes last year, or slow Mahomes, the 2 high safeties. We say we're not giving up big plays. The Bengals have struggled with it. Everybody's kind of struggled with it. And the one team, I'm sure there are others, that's really built to deal with that is the Eagles, because their run game is as good as anyone's in the league. They have maybe the best offensive line. So you add A.J. Brown, you've got Devontae Smith, and you've got an elite run game and offensive line. Like, this team, I mean, it's not crazy to say they might be the favorites in the NFC.
Well, I do power rankings, and I still have Tampa Bay, because Tampa Bay will get healthier. They're getting Mike Evans back from the suspension. They'll get Chris Godwin back from his hamstring soon, hopefully. They don't have Gronk. I'm talking to the Bucs, Jason. I probably underestimated the loss of Gronk to his retirement, at least seemingly permanent retirement. We'll see if Brady can talk him out of it this fall. But, yeah, their defense is phenomenal, but their passing game is struggling right now. Philly, you know, you mentioned the run game is fantastic. Number 3 in passing. Their defense in the last 2 weeks has been tremendous. They completely shut down Washington. Washington had done very well throwing the football the first 2 weeks. They were shut down. So, yeah, Philly right now looks like the favorite in the NFC right now after 3 weeks.
Now, the Bills have the best point differential in the league thanks to a couple early blowouts. And Jacksonville, you know, clobbering the Chargers is second. But the Eagles, plus 36. And other than letting the Lions in the back door late, they've pretty much had a stranglehold for the last 8 quarters on the Vikings and Washington. I'm just curious, do you see any weaknesses in this team?
You know what's interesting?
Go ahead.
Yeah,
go ahead.
You know what's interesting? Yeah, no, I was going to say with weaknesses. That actually was a topic for my podcast, Inside the Birds, because as good as I thought they'd be, they've been so dominant. The number one scoring team in the first half this season, of first half of games. The second half, it's really weird. They've only scored in 1 quarter out of 6, and you just alluded to it, the Detroit game where they took the gas off the pedal. They've been like kind of like no urgency in the second half of games, but they've been up so big.
Yeah.
As you talk about point differential, it's good that you brought that up. They've had no urgency in the second half, but weakness, special teams, returns are not very good. Mm-hmm. Little bit leaky against the run at times. Selectively aggressive. Like, they have to call the game a little better. They did, actually. Jonathan Gannon, the defense coordinator, called it 2 great games. Week 2, week 3, week 1, he was very passive. The second half, they almost blew that game, which you were talking about. Any really one where you go, oh, my gosh, they got a problem? No, they don't have that, which because you mentioned Buffalo. I'm very close to Buffalo. I know a lot of people there. They got major injury concerns in the secondary. You mentioned Jacksonville, the number one team in terms of injuries right now by NFL metrics, the healthiest team. They have to play Philly this Sunday in Lincoln Financial Stadium. Isn't it amazing how that happened?
Amazing game. The Doug Peterson revenge game on the heels of the Carson Wentz revenge game. I'll poke a little hole in the Birds for a sec. The quarterbacks they faced through 3 weeks, Jared Goff, I know he's been to a Super Bowl, but come on, nobody considers him a top 15 quarterback in the league.
Playing well right now.
He is. Putting up numbers. Kirk Cousins on Monday night. You know, if we play him at Sunday at 1, it's a different Kirk Cousins. Shrinks historically on Monday Night Football. I think he's 2-10, worst record in the history of Monday Night Football. And then Carson Wentz, who we all think is, you know, very limited. So the argument is, you know, they kind of played weak, not great teams, and not great quarterbacks, but then I'll counter with, well, dude, look at the schedule. Like, they're not facing any good quarterbacks. Yeah. Like, if you guys had done your homework in the offseason, you'd know, like, this is a very favorable lineup for the Eagles.
Yeah, I actually do my own strength of schedule. I don't look at last year. I look at this year, what the teams look like. Doing strength of schedule off last year is a waste of time because every team changes. It's about coaching changes, personnel changes, scheme changes. So I had Eagles' 3rd easiest schedule in my power rankings. for the season. Right now, they're clearly the best schedule. Because what happens is you adjust after the games are played. They have the easiest schedule. Now, again, be careful of saying that. Jacksonville is one of the youngest teams in the National Football League. I spent a day with them in training camp. They're super talented.
Yeah.
They're very young. Doug Peterson's won a Super Bowl. He knows how you build it. He's got a lot of control of the roster in Jacksonville, more than he had in Philly. They could give Philly time. You mentioned the blowout when they had it in three time zone differences in L.A. That was impressive. So, honestly, that could be a test for them. But other than Dallas twice and Green Bay, they've only beaten Aaron Rodgers once. That was the last time they played him in Green Bay. It was 2019. Pretty good schedule. Yeah, very favorable. And they only have to travel three time zones once at Arizona in 2 weeks. Mm. So they're in pretty good shape.
So let me ask about the Jacksonville Eagles matchup. Jacksonville did have to fly across the country to L.A. Then they have to fly home, and then they got to fly up to Philadelphia. Listen, that's not a great travel spot for them. That being said, Peterson probably knows this team as well as anyone.
Yeah.
Do you think that's an edge for Jacksonville? Because the line has come down a tick. I will also add that Jacksonville really has a big edge in the slot with Christian Kirk. Do you think the Eagles and Gannon's defensive scheme, will they be following and tailing Christian Kirk everywhere? Because he has eaten up all three opponents so far this season.
Well, actually, Christian Kirk is a Z receiver. He plays everywhere. He'll play inside, he'll play outside. I know that team pretty well. He's really fast. You know what? Funny, when people could not believe the $18 million a year contract, Doug Peterson wanted this guy, and you're seeing why. He's used everywhere. He's very quick. He's had a big injury history. That's been part of why the Arizona walked away from him. But and then you've got Zay Jones is having a breakout season. He's more of an outside receiver. Marvin Jones, who's an X receiver, plays outside.
Yeah.
James Robinson, unbelievable. When I was there, he was not in good shape in August. He looks good now. He's coming back. You know, here's the thing, you know, as we talk about this Philly-Jacksonville matchup, you know, back here in Philly, people were worried about a trap game against Washington. I told them that's absurd because Washington could really score. Now, the Eagles shut them down, no doubt about it. You look at the way that Jacksonville has outscored their last two opponents, I think 62-10.
Oof.
I mean, and their defense is very athletic. One of the youngest teams in the National Football League. This is a well-put-together team, coached way better than the Urban Meyer coach staff. So, yeah, they could give Philly a game. I absolutely think they can.
So
One thing.
Oh, yeah.
The weather Sunday looks like we're getting out here. We're getting the hurricane stuff, the residual of it.
Interesting. So it'll be in the slop, which I think is.
Could be.
That could impact scoring. The only reason I mentioned Christian Kirk in the slot was because I loved him in fantasy this year, just because Peterson and Lawrence.
So did I.
And Pro Football Focus says he is eating in the slot. He's just dominating more than anybody on that team.
Yeah.
Marvin Jones is pretty good. Zay Jones, okay. But I don't, something tells me this game's going to be a little closer than everybody. I mean, 6.5 seems like a big number for a pretty good Jacksonville.
Well, it's funny. It was, the Eagles were like a 6.5 point favorite, I think, or 7 at Washington. And I know a lot of money was on Washington. And some people thought it was a trap game. First of all, people would have done their homework first, the number one, that's a quasi-home game for the Eagles.
Yeah.
The two sources told me 60 to 70% Eagle fans in Washington.
Wow.
So I think what happens with bettors, I'm not a bettor, but I work for Sports Grid. It's one of the companies I work for, and I talk a lot of gambling. You need to really go – you have to dig deep. If you want to – because you nailed it. Scoring is really down this season. You have to find out why. You talked about cover three. A lot of them are running the Vic Fangio system. A lot of his disciples – half the league is a 34 front. A lot of those guys work for Fangio. They're 34 front, two deep safeties. Jonathan Gannon, the D coordinator of Philly, he and Brandon Staley are best friends. Brandon Staley's a Vic Fangio's disciple.
Mm.
He's running his version of Fangio's defense. Gannon, they don't give up deep plays. You're at great point you made. That's why scoring is down.
Let's move to another really good game this week. Buffalo against Baltimore. Bills, obviously, I think, kind of choked away the game against Miami. They were the better team. They got to the red zone, could not deliver. They went up and down the field, I think double the yardage of the Miami Dolphins. I thought they were the better team. But going into Baltimore as a 3.5-point favorite, I know the Ravens are reeling a little bit, but I think they have the MVP through 3 weeks, Lamar Jackson, no?
Oh, he looks great. Well, although Jalen Hurts looks tremendous.
Yeah.
This is the best that I've seen Jackson throw the football. I know they don't let him throw a lot, but when they do, he's been super accurate. He looks good. Their defense worries me a little bit about the back end, particularly cornerback. They're good, really good at safety, but corner's a position that you have to watch there. They've had a lot of injuries there the last couple of years. They don't run the ball. Other than Jackson, they don't run it very well. They've got major offensive line concerns at left tackle. They're okay on the offensive line, but they're so well coached. Very good scheme. Now here's the problem with Buffalo. Jordan Poyer's injury. You worry about him. Micah Hyde's out for the season, yeah, with a neck injury. So your two safeties are hurt. Tre'Davious White won't be back to the earliest week five. They're going with two young corners. Oh, one of the corners just broke his hand. So yes, you worry about
that. Rookie, Benford, it's big.
So they got a lot of issues. They're unbelievably resilient. A lot of respect for Sean McDermott and his staff. But Ed Oliver, one of their D tackles, didn't play last week. That impacted their ability to get a inside pass rush. So, yeah, I'm very worried about but I picked Buffalo to win the Super Bowl. I don't know. I'm very worried about their injury situation.
When you look at these 2-1 teams battling Chicago and the New York Giants, both these teams are quite bad, right? The quarterbacks are limited. You've got first-year coaches. Somehow, one of these teams is going to be 3-1. Is it total Fugazi, or is one of these teams, the winner of this, maybe a legit threat to sneak into the wild card hunt in the weak NFC?
I mean, the Bears are, and I wrote this for my power ranks, the most fraudulent 2-1 team I've seen in years. Fields, look, I know they have to evaluate him. He's been awful. I feel bad. I'm a fan of his. He has not played well. This is an inside coaching note. When you're down 14 points and you're with 6 minutes left and you don't throw the football, they're telling you what they think of the quarterback. Yeah. This is not me guessing. They're telling you without saying anything. They don't trust him. That's bad. That's about as embarrassing as I've seen it in years when a team doesn't like their quarterback. I'm flabbergasted at how bad their passing game is. And, Montgomery, the running back, is hurt.
Yeah. Well, that's good news for my fantasy team. It sounds like is Herbert going to be the starter?
The stud. I told people for fantasy, I've had a show for 19 years on SiriusXM. He's a stud. He's got more juice than Montgomery. I told people he had standalone value. Even if you don't get him as a handcuff, draft him late, and you can start him now. You can probably start him. Oh, and by the way, and I give the Giants credit. I told people this. I told Giants fans this. On every interview I've done on FSR, they will overachieve this season. They don't have a very good roster, but they have supreme coaching. There's nothing they can do about their offensive line. They're really poorly talented on the interior. They're going to rebuild that offensive line next year. I promise you, Joe Shane, the GM, will rebuild it. But it's so funny you brought this game up. It is such a funny game because you got two teams who absolutely should not be 2-1.
Well, you mentioned not trusting the quarterback. What about Brian Daboll and Daniel Jones? It looks like basically their strategy is, hey, let's come out and not lose the game in the first half. I think they maybe have one touchdown in the first half this season, because I know they were blanked in the opener by Tennessee. And then the next two games, they basically are like, we're just going to kick field goals, keep it safe. I don't know. They declined Jones' fifth-year option before Daboll even had a look at him. And now it's like, geez, he just doesn't trust him. But my question is, they're not going to be one of the worst, seven teams in the league, I don't think, the Giants. So they're not going to be drafting high. What do you think the future is with Jones and Daboll?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. This front office, coach staff inherits this quarterback. He's not their guy. They went in it with open eyes, talking to the Giants about him. They kind of know that they have to build his confidence back up. It was shot when they came in here. They want him to be more aggressive throwing the football when he throws it. The problem that they have is he doesn't have time to throw. He got sacked and harassed. He got sacked five times, but was hit more than that. Here's the problem at receiver. Sterling Shepard towards ACL. He's done. He's the slot receiver. Wandale Robinson, they love him. They want to be a big factor. Unfortunately, he's had a knee injury. He got hurt in week one. I don't know when he's going to be available. They won't play Kenny Golladay. They don't trust him. They don't care how much money he's making, nearly $18 million. They care less. He's not their player. They won't play him. They don't trust him. It's an absolute disaster. I feel bad for Daniel Jones. It's unfortunate, but they just don't have a lot of help.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this.
Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It's early, and you never want to overreact early. But if there is a coach of a good team that's in trouble, it's got to be Brandon Staley. Now, I know Chargers ownership has been spotty over the years. If they lose this game to the Texans, and they got smoked by them last year because I was on the Chargers in that game, and the injuries are bad. We don't know if Lindsley's going to be back. We don't know about Keenan Allen, J.C. Jackson,
yep.
Bosa.
Yep.
Like, they lose this game and fall to 1-3 in that difficult division. Adam, do we start speculating Brandon Staley on the hot seat?
It's hard. It's a shame. Such a shame. They were so healthy coming into the season. Bosa, it sounds like, is going to be out for a bit with a groin injury. Oh. It's just they have so many injuries. It's just like Herbert's playing hurt. He shouldn't even played. Never a good sign when he doesn't take reps in Friday's practice. You mentioned Lindsley, who didn't play. They lost their left tackle for the season for torn biceps. They're in major trouble right now. There's so many teams that are bad at left tackle.
Yeah.
I hear you, but it's hard to evaluate this head coach. Now, I'm told by a team source that he got everything he wanted on defense. He asked for a lot. He got a lot. But the problem is now their defense is actually competitive. I know it didn't look like it this past game, but they couldn't move the football because everyone's hurt. They can't run the ball to save their life. It's a shame. I had higher hope for them,
yeah.
But they look terrible. And, at least Houston's somewhat competitive at 0-2-1.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. Like, Brandon Staley got everything he wanted. Oh, really? Well, they just gave up 38 points to Jacksonville. I think that's the most points they scored in the game in, like, 2 years.
Couldn't move the ball, though. You keep three and out, giving the other team you're giving too many possessions. It's a shame. And the problem is, that from that market. They don't have a good presence in that market. It's really hard for the Chargers playing in the same stadium as the Rams, the Super Bowl winner.
Yeah.
It's just hard. They remind me, Jason, of the Texas Rangers, the team that time forgot.
Texas, like they have their, what? A-Rod's Texas Rangers?
Rangers. No, well, it kind of like the Texas Rangers now are the team that nobody follows nationally.
Oh, right.
They're there in L.A., but nobody cares about them, and it's a shame because they have a very good roster. Mm-hmm. And it's hard. I know from talking to the Chargers, they know that they're up against it trying to get a presence in that market. It's not a ticket selling. It's more about image.
Yeah.
And you got to win. If you can't win, you know that market. If you can't win, you got no chance. The Clippers went through that for many years. And the Chargers, unfortunately, they have this sort of like this cult following across the country, but not locally, unfortunately.
Yeah, I feel bad. And you don't want to fire a coach after 2 years because then you're like the Cleveland Browns on that ugly cycle. Two more games we'll get to real quick here. Denver and the Raiders. This Josh McDaniels having a meeting after the loss to Tennessee with the owner. First of all, I haven't seen any details on that, but this is the first owner-coach meeting I've heard of this early in the season so far this year. What are we to make of that?
Nothing. This goes on. You would not be surprised at how much this goes on. Now, if I'm Mark Davis, though, I'm alarmed at – look, I warn people this will not be a playoff team. The overachieved Rich Bisaccia, the interim head coach, did a phenomenal job. We don't have time to explain what happened there. He should have gotten the job. That's a long story that we don't have time for, but I'll tell you this. Josh McDaniels was a complete failure in Denver. We all know that. He had too much responsibility, 32 years old. He's a good football coach. They don't have a very good roster. This is a total rebuild. Their offensive line's an embarrassment, worse than the National Football League. It's not even close. At least the Giants have two good tackles. They stink in the interior, but the fact of the matter is this is an embarrassment. I give Tennessee all the credit in the world. They're severely undermanned. But the Raiders should have won that game, and they don't have a very good roster. Raider fans, you're in for a long one this season. I don't see them turning it away.
All right, Adam, we'll wrap up with the Thursday night game. It is the undefeated Dolphins going to Cincinnati. Now, this was the first game I bet on Sunday night. Just simply watching Miami's defense on the field for 90 plays and then having to go to Cincinnati on a short week, and we know the history of rookie coaches in their first Thursday night football game. It is not pretty. I think the general public is surprised the Dolphins are underdogs here. What do you make of the struggling Bengals? Can they protect Burrow against Miami and their zero blitz?
Yeah. See, Miami, the funny thing is they don't have Byron Jones. Xavier Howard's really good.
Yeah.
The safeties are really good. They're running the same defense they did with last year with Josh Boyer. They're competitive defensively. There's no question about it. They don't. It's funny. It doesn't even matter that they right now. It doesn't matter if they can't run the ball, but the system McDaniel's running is Kyle Shanahan's. It starts with a run. At some point, it's going to be a problem for them because Tua. Look, this is a fast break offense. Get out of his hands quickly. He's a great match for it. You don't have to have every strong arm to run it. Run this offense, but it's apparent at some point it's going to be a problem if they don't run it well. I'm very concerned about the Bengals' offensive line. Four new starters.
Yeah.
They're not protecting Burrow. He was much better against the Jets. It's funny. You and I have the same thought. 90 plays, that's not good. Now, it's the same time zone. It's about a 90-minute flight at most. I don't worry about that, but I worry about on a short week getting 3 days rest. That's not good for me. I would pick the Bengals. I don't. Is it a small spread?
Well, it was 2.5. It's up to 4. And I, you know, the hurricane stuff, I think it's Ivan is the name of it. That stuff going on in Florida, like Miami's players are going to leave and then still be in contact. I think with family and friends back there. Maybe a little concern, like that stuff that actually matters. You know, I mean, I know a lot
they're
of people.
Humans.
Are like, yeah, they're exactly. And I know everybody loves the Dolphins, but you and I are in lockstep agreeing on the Eagles. I do think. This could be a good sell high point for the Dolphins. If you look at that schedule in December at San Fran, at the Chargers, at the Bills, versus Green Bay, at the Patriots, weather games for Tua. And we know he hasn't exactly done well in cold weather games.
No,
small
Buffalo,
sample size.
He got benched.
Yeah, it's a small sample size. But
terrible, right?
Where are you on the Dolphins? I personally do still think they can miss the playoffs in the AFC.
I think they're good. I do because McDaniels is a first-year coach. The league is not caught up to what he's doing. It usually takes a season. Because the Patriots are not very good, Bills are super banged up. It's funny. Some of the Dolphins they were kind of surprised I said this. Where I said, "Don't be shocked if you guys challenge Buffalo." He said, "Hey, let's slow down a little bit." He goes, "I think we're going to be good, but not. We got to see how it works." I said, "No, you guys are super competitive, and I'm very bullish on McDaniel, but I hear you. Schedule matters. That's why it's going to be tough for them to go deep in the playoffs. But right now they're pushing Buffalo, and Buffalo's got a lot of injury issues to overcome.
Yeah, it's getting crazy out there. All right, Adam Kaplan, obviously follow him on social media, listen to his podcast on the Philadelphia Eagles. Adam, you're everywhere on Fox Sports Radio. Congrats on all the success, and keep up the good work.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light.
With the first pick in the NFL Draft.
Catch all seven rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information.